Hello, 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 my tribe, my people, my stalkers, my haters. You know we are family, all of us, because without the bad, you know what I mean? Like, you guys fuel my motivation, and I thank you for that. And to all the people from my past who basked in the fact that I was not where you wanted me to be financially at the time when I probably was in your life. But because you are money hungry and vindictive and a bitch ass made nigga to begin with, because no man who is a real man pay any attention to a woman's money, okay? But now, oh yes, Lord Jesus, now that you are receiving your just reward, look at you. Look at you, bitch. The same fucking hoe that you was stressing and sweating about done left your ass and did you worse than how you did me. Bomba clat, no. Me no feel sorry for no. No. Hell to the motherfucking no. Actually, quite frankly, I am not like you. I'm not going to relish into the fact that, oh, you're suffering silently. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to do that. When I say it, it really sounds funny because of the fact that reality hits. Like, oh, wow. Like, you actually got the same shit that you did to me? Like, oh, wow. But anyways, on a lighter note, thank you for all the fuckery you put me through. Because what it did was, you see, because I would call myself a very empathetic type of person. I used to be like one of them Build-A-Bear type women. I would find lame niggas because I see something good in them that they probably didn't see in themselves. Or maybe they know they had it, but because of their mindset, they use their good for wickedness. And good cannot befall, evil cannot befall good. You see what I'm saying? So you have people with dark entities around them. But when you have people with good vibes and high vibrations and light workers around them, you can't fuck with me, bitch. And that's why now you got fucked with. And I had nothing to do with it because karma. I have dharma, you have karma. Pussy asshole. Now, anyways, I definitely went off on a binge cursing like, oh my God, I might never have this fucking podcast again if it was up to them. But good thing about it is that it's random thoughts and I could say whatever the fuck I want. So if this is not for you, click off now. Click off. Clickety click click, bitch. Cause me never ask if I come over ya. Blast my blast it, don't. So you came over here on your own free will. And from the first curse, if you ain't like that, you should have fucking hung up. You should have never stayed till you heard me curse 20, 30 more. And now you still here talking about, oh, she cursed too much. Like, no, you lame too much. You're just looking for some shit to talk about. Like, get busy, go do something. Go make some money or do something. Anyways, people want to secretively watch you, stalk you. Like, I just answered some 405 number. A man calling my phone talking about, oh, if they can fuck me. Like, you're a disgrace to the human race, my nigga. Like, right now, I'm not attracting lowlifes. I'm not attracting, like, I'm a high vibrational being. So anybody that come with the low vibrational shit, you're going to get the fucking heat that you ask for because whoever put that in your brain, you non-progressive ass motherfucker to stalk me and call me from random numbers, a number that say Romania, then you call me from another number 2-3 times. Nobody has time for that. You should be busy trying to figure out your life. You should be busy trying to figure yourself out and fixing yourself up. No man should be calling no woman phone talking about Rayan. Like, no. Oh my God, that's a turnoff. Vomit, puke, ew. Like, boy, not even sir. Anyways, so, I mean, I wanted it to start off positive, honestly, but I had to get that off my chest because literally that just happened like 5 minutes before I started this live, not even a live, my podcast. And you know what? I don't want any negative entity attached to my good news that I'm going to discuss. So I'm going to nip this in the bud right now, and I'm going to start a new one. So continue for part two, which is really the real part one of today's episode. But in finishing this part one, all the people who are from my past that kicked me when I was down, and I'm talking not only lovers, I'm talking friends, fuck y'all bitches. Okay? And I'm talking family members, triple fuck y'all. Y'all try to send me to fucking jail and get me felonies, and okay, now you're looking dumb because the judge ain't going your favor. Now you're still mad. Like, how, oh my God, you can't choose your family. Here I am. Goddamn low life. And, you know, I just really want to say that if somebody is hearing this right now, going through anywhere near half the shit that I've been through, and maybe you just wanted to hear somebody curse because you don't curse. Child. Like, I don't think I've cursed this much all year or in the past couple months than what I've just done. But I'm rambling. So anybody who needed to just hear somebody cursing on your behalf to get some shit off your chest, honey, feel free. If you're a hater, fuck you times 10, okay? And anybody projecting any negative energy on me, return that shit to sender 10 times worse back to you and your fucking ancestor, ho. And so with that being said, just play the next one because that's going to be all positive vibes, no negativity, and thank you so much for tuning in. By the way, yes. My video dropped yesterday for ratings. I know y'all hoes mad. So for the people who actually are supportive and who are supporters and like people who are real and like people who are entrepreneurs and don't sit around and wait to get fucked to do things for themselves. That's me. Holla. I could teach you a thing or two about independence. Not that I want to sit down and be Miss Independent all my life. I think I've already done that. Now it's my time to just sit back and watch my ships come in from all the work that I've put in. It's harvest time now. It's time to reap what I've sown. And when you sow fuckery, you reap fuckery. When you sow good, you reap good. Right now I'm reaping great things. So I must have done something right. How about it? Let's get into it. And you'll hear about it on the next episode, which is right now.